JC being with us this weekend, I ask an interest in your prayers for him. God bless you, brother. Keep reading. Love you.
Been greatly blessed already this weekend. The messages last night and this morning are very beneficial. As these brethren were preaching, my thought was that not only did I need them myself, but it would be good for the children of God all over our land to hear those messages. We need a lot of that tenderness and sweetness and kindness and love to be spread across our country. As the brethren were preaching so ably, the Lord blessed and many thoughts came to my mind, and I didn't know that I was going to be called upon to speak, so when Brother Clayton asked me, some of those thoughts that I had began to sort of cobble back together. I would like to speak to you just for a few minutes, won't be long, Brother Marty, concerning the word babes. Babes. It's found in Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 25. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven, and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Now, I certainly would not undertake everything that's in this context dealing with that, but it's the Lord's choice of that word, babes, that struck me. The Lord has blessed us. We have 14 grandchildren and one little great-grandson that we haven't seen yet. I remember when my children were born, I could still see their little faces when they drew the first breath. I can remember the first sounds that they made, how precious they were. One of the great joys of my ministry is standing in the hallway when a child is being born on the other side of the doorway. And after mom and dad and grandma and grandpa get to see it, then the pastor gets to go in and see him. And see those precious little fellas. And get to hold those tender little darlings close and pray with the little fellas. The Lord chose such a word to depict us, babes. Real parents never forget a babe. When I was about 2 years old, my mom gave birth to a little girl early in the morning. She passed away before dark that day. And that little babe is just as fresh on my mother's mind today as she was that day. She can still hear every sound and see everything about that little baby because that baby was precious to her. A child of God is called a child for a reason. Such phrases as, my little children, are found throughout the Bible. The Lord even said in another place, he says, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such of these are my kingdom. So he says, that's the way he sees you. And that's a unique thing. I tell my children this often. They probably don't like to hear it. But I tell them because it's true. When I see their faces, I could still see those little faces in that delivery room and remember how tender and how precious they were. When my little grandchildren called me on the phone and say, I hear those little voices say, Papa, I love you. I can remember the day that they were born and how tender and precious they are. That's the way your Lord sees you. In the old Lord hymnal, there's a hymn I wish I could remember the whole hymn, but it says, men in their own eyes were children again, and children were wise and solid as men, and the women were fearful of nothing but sin. Men in their own eyes were children again. And so whether we're old or whether we're young, our Heavenly Father sees us as a tender little baby, a child that he never forgets. Romans chapter 8 tells us that there's absolutely nothing that can separate us from the love of our God. For he sees us that way. And let's go back to our context here now. So Matthew 11 and 25 says, at that time, the Lord was upbraiding some cities because of their ungodly behavior. And then he comes down and he says, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, these good things of the kingdom. It's amazing what a child will know. Last Sunday, there's a lady that attends our church frequently from the community, and she brought her little granddaughter, looked like she's about 4 years old, a babe. The little child was not accustomed to coming to church. She demonstrated that. And we all were aware that that was not something she was familiar with. But when I began to speak, something that I said captured that babe's attention. She looked up at me and tilted her head sideways. That's a sign where I need to know more about that. And she sat there and listened for almost 10 minutes. She was focused upon me, and it wasn't because I'm such a handsome guy, because that's not the case. It was what was being said that touched that babe's heart. Something was revealed in what was being said that touched that babe's heart. We need to understand that God sees us, no matter how old or how mature we are or what we've experienced, he sees us in that same tender way as babes. Then he says, even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. It was good in his sight to reveal it to babes. Why babes? We don't believe what we believe because we have a PhD in philosophy or in English. I wish I did. In my writings, I wish I did sometimes. But we're not highly educated in worldly matters. But what truly matters is what God has placed into our hearts. And you know, God can take a big, brawny man and make a babe out of him. Spoke of the Apostle Paul. He was a big, brawny man on the Damascus Road. He was in charge of his world and his environment. I mean, he was in command of the situation. He had authority to arrest and to imprison the church. He was a man in command. But then in a flash, in an instant, the Spirit of God rendered him a babe. And that babe cried out to his father and said, who art thou, Lord? He humbled him. Wouldn't you love to have been there at that moment? When that strong, mighty man was humbled and brought to the state of a babe. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there and been one of the first ones to put your arms about him and say, Brother Saul, as Ananias did. Now, babes do mess up sometimes, do they not? I was the oldest of five children, and my brothers, younger than me, they were always getting into something. And Mom would clean us up, and she'd put clean clothes on and go outside. And around where we lived in Perry, Florida, there was always a mud hole. And they'd get out there and they'd get so dirty. And Mom would not let us come into the house until we were clean. There was a wash tub on the porch and we washed there. That's true, by the way. But if one of those little fellows were to fall down and skin themselves and come crying to Mama on the porch, it didn't make any difference how muddy or nasty that child was. Mom would reach down and take that babe in her arms, and she would love that babe and hold that babe close to her and clean it up and dress its wounds. That's the way our Father treats us, as a babe. Now, the Lord introduced this subject for a reason this way. He says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. He's talking about the babes that have the Father revealed to them. Now, a babe can be a newborn babe. You know, there's at least two men in the Bible that knew the Lord in their mother's womb, Jeremiah and John the Baptist, at least two. But now sometimes a babe might be a full-grown, brawny man like Saul of Tarsus, but he was rendered a babe by the action of the Holy Spirit. And the babes come to know the Lord of any age, from the womb to very old age. They come to know the Lord because the Lord reveals himself to him. That's the only way that anybody can come to know the Lord. Now, I believe that verses 28 and 29 are not disconnected from that. I believe that it follows it for a reason. Then the Lord says, speaking to the little babes, he says, come unto me. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, when my little babes are troubled and they're crying out to me, he says, you come to me, and when you come to me, I'm going to do something for you. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And by the way, we labor in our life, we labor in our service to God, and to labor means to sweat and to expend energy in the service of our God. Heavy laden means that you're burdened down. Do you ever get burdened down? This just came to my mind. Were you there when Elder Willie Beale preached that sermon about muzzle not the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn? I'll never forget that sermon. Talking about being heavy laden. That man had used oxen as a young man to drag large trees out of the wood. He was a logger, and they drug him out with the oxen. Not going to try to go over everything I remember about what he said, but he says, the master would hook that ox, the team of ox, to that very large log. And then he'd say to the oxen, he'd call to the nigh ox, I believe he said. He'd say, pull, Bob, pull. And so Bob, with that heavy load, laden down with a burden, Brother Willie, he turned to the congregation, he said, you preachers know what it's like to be burdened down, don't you? When one of the sweetest sisters is on our deathbed, you know what it's like to be burdened down. You know when there's trouble rising in the church, you know what it's like to be burdened down. Then he said that the old ox would pull, but the log wouldn't move. You know, sometimes we pull as hard as we can, but the log just don't move. He said, then the master comes up to the nigh ox, puts his arm around the neck of that nigh ox, you know, like the Lord does the old preachers. And he whispers in his ear and says, pull, preacher, pull. He says, you can hear that old ox groan deep down within him. You know, like the preacher down on his knees are groaning because the burden is so great. He says that when he speaks to him, he says, "Pull, Bob," because Bob loves his master. Bob gets down on his knees, you know, like those old preachers that get down on their knees. He gets down on his knees and he groans and he pulls against that load. And the load begins to move and begins to move. And after a while, he's up on his feet. He's pulling again as the master is walking along, speaking in the ear of the nigh ox. Sometimes the burdens of life are great. They press us down and they get us so low that we just don't think that we can go forward. But that's when the master shows up and puts his spiritual arms around us. And he says things like, "Be still and know that I am God." Or like Moses said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." And it's amazing what happens when we feel the Lord God on our side. We as babes face obstacles and trials and burdens that are infinitely greater than our ability to move. But the Lord has never found a burden he couldn't move. So he says, "Come unto me." We have a place to go. We ought to be going there often. Over the past couple years, I've been there often. But he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden," and I, this is a positive declaration. There's not a supposition here. "And I will give you rest." Sometimes we need rest from the burdens that we carry. Our nation needs rest right now, does it not? We need rest from the chaos in our streets. We need rest from the confusion that's in the media. We need rest from the virus. We need rest. And there's a place to get it. And the babes that can't help themselves, can't feed themselves, can't protect themselves, can find rest at this place. "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Then he says, "Take my yoke upon you." Speaking of the babes, "Take my yoke upon you." I learned this that same day at the dining room table out there where that sermon was preached. I'm going to make it short. To take my yoke upon you means to come under my authority. When an old ox would see the master hang the yoke on the crib wall, the ox would come and stand under that yoke, telling the master, "I'm ready to serve you today." So when the Lord says, "Take my yoke upon you," that means you come and serve me. You're my babe. I know that the troubles are greater than you can bear. I know that the burden is too heavy for you to pull. I know that the heartbreaks are just overwhelming to you. He said, "But you're coming to me." Listen to what he says. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." That's what we're doing here today, is learning of him. We learned last night. We learned this morning. And I pray to God that, you know, one of the great quests of the devil is to keep you from learning. That's another subject. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." The babes have no problem coming and sitting on our master's knee. The babes have no problem coming. Have you ever been around people that you just hesitated to go speak to them? They just look so aloof and so mighty and so coarse that, you know, my brother Jesse could behave that way. We had a little Pomeranian years ago, and that Pomeranian did not like Jesse. Now, Jesse was a tender-hearted man, for those of you who knew him. He was a loving man. But that little dog didn't like him because Jesse was always aggravating him. You know, there are some people that babies don't like. Did you know that? There are. But let me tell you something. A born-again child. Oh, by the way, another point to make. I'm just dropping some things for you, okay? A born-again child of God, whether that child is in his mother's womb or 60 years old, it is a babe. that babe rejoices to come unto the Lord. It feels comfortable, not worthy, but comfortable, knowing that it's not going to be abused, knowing that it's not going to be rejected, knowing that it's not going to be pushed aside. That is one place, the throne of God, where a babe feels at home. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall twice find rest under your souls. For my yoke is easy. Why is it easy? Because the master is there to give us the strength. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which what? Strengtheneth me. It's not my strength. It's not the babe's strength. It's the strength of the master. And my burden is light. Why is it light? My dad, he made sure that we boys worked. I mean, his first name ought to have been Work, because he made sure we worked, and we worked hard. And as a boy, I mean, I picked up on it. I mean, I worked. I went after it. And there'd be something that needed to be moved, and I'd just go grab it. And it would be so heavy that I couldn't. I would strain and I'd try to pick it up, but I wasn't going to ask him for help. But Dad would see it. He'd come over. He'd just come down and put his hand up, leaving my hand on it. And we'd just walk off together, and him carrying the bigger part of the load. That's what happens to a babe in the service of our God. Our Father carries the bigger part of the load. May God bless you, is my prayer.